بعض من دير سوت برودرز سيستر الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. I left you with a clear evidence. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I left you with a clear evidence. لا يزيغ ليلها كنهارها. ليلها كنهارها. The night is the night and the day is the day. لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. Is no one actually will follow anything else instead my sunnah, he will be in exactly in destructions. He will be loser. The deen has been completed. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hajjat al-Wada', he stood up in the last Hajj in Arafah. He said, Ayyuha an-nas, O people, I left with you two things. If you exactly hold it and stand firm for it, you will never be misguided. Kitabullah wa sunnati. There's no anything that can give one to Sheikh Yunus, inshallah ta'ala. So, there is nothing exactly for the Muslim except the Quran and Sunnah. Nothing. The problem, some people, they thought they want to come closer to Allah, but instead to come closer to Allah, they became far from Allah ta'ala. Because the deen has been completed. There's nobody allowed to add anything to this deen. Nobody allowed. And when you speak and you give the evidence for the people, don't listen to Sheikh Mustafa. Sheikh Mustafa is a Wahhabi. Because Ahlul Hadith, the people of Hadith are Wahhabi. This has become, even they say that Al-Bukhari, wallahi they said, I hear some people. They said, we don't take from Al-Bukhari. So you take it from who, ya akhi? You take it from who? Say, Al-Bukhari was Wahhabi. I don't know who bring Al-Bukhari to Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab, he was 150 years, may Allah reward him. He's an Imam of Tawheed in Saudi Arabia. And Al-Bukhari, exactly between Al-Bukhari and him, about 600 years. But they make Al-Bukhari Wahhabi too. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. This is not the complete. You have Allara Bid'a. Allara Bid'a committed in the month of Sha'ban. And after a few days, we're going to reach the night of 15 of Sha'ban. People, even in my country, I'm speaking about my country, they make a big celebrations. They bring some people actually to speak. Even they bring actually to make the night wonderful, they bring somebody actually, the belly dancer also, they make it. They belly dancer. Wallahi, like exactly. Belly dancer. Exactly. If you go in the midtown Egypt, they have it, they celebrate about the Shabi Barat. Shabi Baratu. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. What I give you today is only two hadiths. But I still have a lot. A lot of people do it actually in the months of Sha'ban. In the middle of Sha'ban. Thought will be closer to Allah Tabaraka. It's we read inshaAllah ta'ala this. But I like to exactly in page number one to start with the last one. If you go for the last one in page number one, I like to, this is the most authentic hadith. That is the hadith in the chapter of the middle Sha'ban. You got it? Last one in the beige? No, last one in the beige. Yeah. The last one in the beige. Page number one. Abu Sa'id al-Makhbari. Qala hadathani Usama ibn Zayd. Qala qultu ya Rasulallah. Lam araka tasumu shahran min ash-shuhuri ma tasumu min Sha'ban. Qala dhalika shahrun yaghfalu an-nasu anhu bayna Rajab wa Ramadan. وشهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. English.
أسامة بن زيد said, I say, O Messenger of Allah, I do not see you fasting any months as much as Sha'ban. He said, that is a month to which people do not pay much attention between Rajab and Ramadan. It is a month in which the deeds are taken up to the Lord of the world. And I like that my deeds be taken up when I'm fasting.
Sunan
al-Nisa'i.
So what is the most Nisa'i. What is the most month after Ramadan in the Prophet ﷺ used to fast the nafila, a contribution, Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban, not Rajab, the month of Sha'ban. That's proven, I give you this, that is the only hadith exactly in the chapter of the Sha'ban the Prophet ﷺ mentioned it, and this is authentic. Let's we go for the bid'ah now. The bid'ah, people, the bid'ah meaning the newly things. People bring it to Islam. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Go for bid'ah, the month of Sha'ban. This hadith, you're going to find it even in the book of the Sunnah. But this hadith is weak. عن علي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. Number one. عن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا يومها فإن الله تعالى ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه ألا مبتلى فأعفيه ألا كذا وكذا حتى يطلع الفجر. رواه ابن ماجة. قال الإمام الألباني موضوع موضوع it's mean fabricated lie against the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Give me the translation of English.
And reported God Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as saying, when the middle night of Shaban comes, spend the night in prayer and fast during the day, for it is in God Most High. For in it, God Most High comes down at sunset to the lowest heaven and says, is there no one who asks for forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there no one who asks provision so that I may provide him? Is there no one afflicted so that I may believe him? Is there no such and such? It is such and such till the dawn comes. Ibn Majah transmitted it as follows. Reported
yeah.
by Albani.
Would you like Muhammad to write to read the Bengali language? Or you get that's for yourself? Or exactly so, subhanAllah. Exactly for I just to give a translation. And inshaAllah ta'ala, I will translate it to Urdu, I will translate it to Russia, I will translate it to every language. Because we are here, we get tired every year. We remind the people they don't listen. Wallahi, if you go to certain masjid known in this area, here in Queens or Brooklyn or Manhattan, you will find a big gathering the whole night. See, this hadith is what?
Say it again in just in English.
Say it in English.
And Ibn Majah said, you said. You can say.
What?
I want you to say.
Arabic?
No, in English.
In English? Yes. Why you don't exactly accept his English?
You heard. I'm good. I want you to give more reference. That's why. When Ibn Majah came in, so people were doing the same thing before Ibn Majah? About this night?
No. There is, remember this brother, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. That's a good question. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came actually generation of the one who reported these hadiths. Some of these hadiths has been actually transmitted from these scholars wrongly. They did not take it seriously and they fabricated in their book because they know how much the value of this night, the night of the middle of Sha'ban. Not every single you have, we have like 9 books of the hadith. Some of them are strong, and the most strong hadith, it came in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the most authentic hadith, the whole ummah agreed upon. In the other actually scholars, there is someone because came and transmitted from them, such as Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, one of the great scholar. But some of them exactly in the book of Abu Dawood are fabric weak. Ibn Majah, At-Tirmizi, these actually 3 scholars of the hadith, they never reported this, but people after them, from the follower, they transfer it for us, and this is not no base for that. No base. They fabricated. Between fabricated and between weak. So not every single hadith in Abu Dawood is right. Not every single hadith, especially Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. He has a lot of hadith authentic, but some in his book, there is something. What happened in this hadith here? They claim this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when the night of the middle of Sha'ban, قُومُ لَيْلَهَا, make tahajjud. قُومُ لَيْلَهَا, it means stand, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ in this night. وَصُومُ نَهَارَهَا. And in a day number 15, fast that day. Because Allah by himself subhanahu wa ta'ala will come exactly to the nearest heaven and he will say, is anybody actually seeking my forgiveness so I forgive him? Is there anybody seeking provision so I provide him? Is there any so and so and so and so? And he exactly mentioned. There is no any hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said this hadith. It's transferred from Ibn Majah. Because people after Ibn Majah, you know that there is like a chain. Generation after generation after generation, they transfer it from one another. But some of those who narrated are known for Ahl al-Hadith, Mudallis. Mudallis means lying in the Hadith. Because I remember actually in later, in the generation 500 and up, a king group called exactly Fatimiyun. Fatimiyun are actually a branch from the Shia. Came to Egypt and came to Pakistan. They spread it all over. They fund it. They are funded from certain people because they want to make crack for Ahl Sunnah to confuse them. So they fabricated a lot of hadiths believing you're going to come actually closer to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when you people, some of them said, what's wrong if we take the weak hadith? What's wrong if we take in a fabricated hadith if it has a good meaning? Good meaning. So now exactly I'm sitting here now, or brother Yunus sitting, and he have a beautiful word and he give it to us. Oh, I like this word. I love your words. I love your words. It doesn't work like this. It doesn't work like this. Wa la'uzu billah. It doesn't work like this at all. So you keep your Bengali exactly for, because people actually here, most of them, they don't have. What I need to say, to tell you here, to go for exactly, because the time is very, very limited. Inshallah ta'ala. Can you, in the French, do you need any translator of the French or exactly?
Only English.
English type. Yeah, anyway, you have that translated in French, inshallah ta'ala. Go for the number two. There is another hadith, actually this is also mawdu' or weak. Weak or mawdu'. Weak, mawdu', it means false. Okay. Lying again is the Prophet. Number two, عن عائشة قالت فقدت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة فإذا هو بالبقيع فقال أكنت تخافين أن يحيف الله عليك ورسوله؟ قلت يا رسول الله إني ظننت إنك أتيت بعض نسائك. فقال إن الله تعالى ينزل ليلة النصف من شعبان إلى السماء الدنيا فيغفر لأكثر من عدد شعر غنم الكلب. رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه. ترمذي وابن ماجه. وزاد ردين ممن استحق النار. وقال الترمذي سيد سمعت محمدا يعني البخاري يضعف هذا الحديث. فضل.
عائشة said, I missed God's messengers one night and found him at Al-Bahriya. He said, were you afraid that God and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will act wrongly towards you? Or I replied, messenger of God, I thought you had gone to one of your wives. He said, on the middle of night of Shaban, God Most High descends to the lowest heaven and forgives more sin than the heirs of the gods of Qam. Tirmizi and Ibn Majah transmitted it and reason added for those who deserve heaven. Tirmizi said, I heard Muhammad, meaning Imam Bukhari, Muhammad Bukhari, declare that this tradition is weak.
Yeah, repeat this, huh? Declare what?
That this tradition is weak.
Who said this?
Al-Bukhari.
Al-Bukhari. So listen for this carefully. Aisha in the middle of the night, she put her hand in the bed, she did not find the Prophet in the dark, in the middle of the night. She left her room and she started to search in the middle of the night, where is the messenger of the Prophet and she reached him where? In Al-Baqi'. Al-Baqi', that is the place behind the mosque of the Prophet. It's like half a mile exactly, which all most of the Sahaba are buried in their graves there. She came to him. He told exactly an explanation. What your shaitan tell you, ya Aisha? It's impossible. Umm al-mu'mineen radiallahu anha wa ardaha. To say exactly, I thought that you went for one of your wives. So she knows that he has a different wife. Could you imagine this has come from Aisha? I thought that you went. So he has legality. That's his wife's. He can go any wife in the night. So how come Aisha, she will say, I thought you went to another wife. Subhanallah. She knows that she has Hafsa. She has Zainab. Radiallahu anha arda, and all this number of the Sahaba, Allah Tabarak, all this wife of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is for fitna for the people. Because people will, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows that the people will come later. How the Prophet has this number of this exact, of this wives? Yes, it's true. It's haq. Because the Muslim has only maximum four. But for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was permitted for a reason. He did not permit exactly. Let me ask a question. Sauda.
Sauda
bint Zam'a. Bint Zam'a, radiallahu anha. She was a very old woman. Compared to Aisha, she has like 14, 15 years old. And Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was beautiful. Safiya bint Hayy ibn Akhtab, the daughter of Yahudi. She was a beautiful woman. Exactly. Zainab, radiallahu anha, ardaha. His cousin female. She was a beautiful woman. Why he married actually Ummu Salama? Ummu Salama, her husband died, left six children for her. Why the Prophet he married her? Old woman is almost the same age like him. Why he marry a woman while he has young woman? It's for a reason to show us how much exactly important to support the widow with her children. He took her with her children. So every single marriage came for a reason for the Prophet. He did not sit all his life to enjoy the woman as the kafir claim, the hypocrites claim, la wallahi. Exactly, he used to go all the time for jihad fi sabilillah. But this is the reason to teach all of us. What I need to say from this hadith. Have a jihad. Oh, ya Rasulullah, I thought you went to for another wife. SubhanAllah, that's illegal.
One of the parts, like he said, he narrated, like Allah coming down the lowest heaven. Ah. Allah is coming every night at tahajjud.
Excellent, that's what I want to say.
That is favor.
That's authentic. That's authentic. So the people, they want to make a special occasion in the middle of Sha'ban. But Allah, every single night, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, came by his ilm. Because actually, he doesn't come actually by himself. He never leave his kingdom. By his ilm, by his knowledge, come to the lowest heaven to ask, is there anyone seeking my forgiveness? So I'll forgive him. Is there anyone actually asking me for anything? I will give it to him. That's every single night, in a word, in the last part of the night, the third part of the night.
So if this time is in Egypt, the last part of the night, Allah came down already, we can ask it this time also.
Yeah, that's it. If this is the mention, actually you have with this intention, why? Because innama al-a'malu binniyat. Everything upon your what? Your intention. If you do it regularly every day, is excellent. To stand up in the middle of the night, I mean in the last part of the night, to pray the tahajjud, to make your dua to Allah, it will be perfect. But don't specify a special night in the middle of the Sha'ban, and this is the newly things. That's what I need to say. Turn it to page fast, because it's very important for me, the last, the second page. عن أبي موسى الأشعري عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله لا يطلع في ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلق إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن رواه ابن ماجه والمشاحن إسناده ضعيف لضعف عبد الله بن لهيطة وتدليس الوليد بن مسلم هو الذي بينه وبين أخيه عداوة تفضل.
On the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari.
You will find this book. You will find this hadith. Huh?
On the authority of the Messenger of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may God's prayers and peace be upon him. He said, God appears on the night of the middle of Sha'ban and forgive all of his creation except for the polytheists or the quarrelsome. Narrated by Ibn Majah under number 39. The quarrel is the one between him and his brother. And in Al-Zawai, his chain of transmission is weak due to the weakness of Abdullah bin Lahiyah. and the fraud of Al-Walid bin Muslim.
Okay, two exactly people, they are mudallis. They fabricated the hadith. When you hear their name, don't take it from them. The first one, his name is Abdullah ibn Lahayya. You find this man all the time. When you hear his name, that's mudallis. Mudallis means he lie against the Prophet ﷺ. He fabricated the hadith. And also that's also from what? Al-Walid ibn Muslim. Both of them, when you hear these two names, the ulama never take the any hadith from them, because they know they are fabricating the hadith. That is the answer for the brother before he asked me the question. They are mudallis. Mudallis, it means she exactly fabricated the hadith. Exactly. So it's have a good meaning. And people who are so happy when they say that, they love, oh Allah, let me stay the whole night. It doesn't work like this. It doesn't work. Let's go for what Ibn Baz. What Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars, exactly the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, one of the top of the scholars all over the world. He passed away. May Allah be pleased with him. قال العلامة الشيخ ابن باز الاحتفال بليلة النصف من شعبان بالصلاة أو غيرها وتخصيص يومها بالصيام بدعة بدعة منكرة عند أكثر أهل العلم وليس له أصل في الشرع المطهر بل هو مما حدث في الإسلام بعد عصر الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ويكفي طالب الحق في هذا الباب وغيره وقوله اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وما جاء معناها من الآيات قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إذا صام الإنسان 3 أيام البيض من شهر شعبان وهي اليوم 13 والرابع 10 والخامس 10 فإن هذا لا بأس به لأنه يسن للإنسان أن يصوم من كل شهر 3 أيام والأفضل أن يجعلها في هذه الأيام 13 والرابع 10 والخامس 10 قد صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال صوم 3 أيام من كل شهر صوم الظهر كله
فضل الشيخ ابن باز said celebrating the night of the middle of Shaban
concentrate brother الله يرحمك الله with this word
celebrating the night of the middle of Shaban with prayer or something else and devoted his days to fasting is a reprehensible heresy according to most scholars and it has no basis in the pure Sharia. Rather, it is something that happened in Islam after the era of the companions.
Yeah, happened when it's happened?
After the era of the companions.
After the exact, okay.
May God be pleased with them. And it is sufficient for the sake of the truth in this and other matters, the saying of God, the Almighty. Today I have perfected for you your religion, and the verse is mentioned in his meaning. But if a person fasts the 3 white
days... That's permission for you, permit it now. That one was exactly going to say it.
If a person fasts the 3 white days of the month of Shaban, which are the 13th day, the 14th day, and the 15th day, then there's nothing wrong with him, because it is sunnah for a person to fast 3 days of each month.
Yes.
And it is better to do them on these 3 days, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. It has been authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May God be pleased with him. May God bless him and grant him peace. That he said, fasting 3 days of each month is fasting for an entire lifetime.
That's what we need more than ya Sheikh Ali, to fast Monday and Thursday, because there is a hadith for that. What's wrong if we have the intention to fast the 13th, 14th, 15th from every single month of the Islamic calendar? What's wrong with this? But in order to bring something and to specify it, to bring some occasion for this, or to bring something to support your item for this, and people going all over the masajid and they stay all the exact. I wish some of your brothers, they are absent today. They are here. Because no matter what you say, exactly, they do it. They don't care. They don't stop. But I give it to you by the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We're going to have, we still, I didn't finish yet. I'm going to bring some more. People do it in the month of Sha'ban. And we have to speak in detail about the special salah. They created the special salah. 100 salah. 100 rak'ah. 100 rak'ah in the same night. Wallahi, they do that.
I did that back in the days when I was... I did that.
And everybody's happy.
In the middle of it, I fall asleep. I lost count.
You don't sleep. You don't sleep. You have to go over there. And my country, in my country, if you go in this night, you find dhikr. Dhikr. What they dhikr? They stand up, they start slowly. all the men stand up, they make zikr in the masjid. Allah, Allah, Allah. Hayy, hayy, it's mean living. Allah, Allah, Allah. You have to start slowly and then you increase. Allah, Allah. So you be prepared actually to have a couple of bunches in your face, because everybody gonna do exactly feel that I'm doing something to greet to Allah and for dhikr. That's they do that in Egypt. They do that in Pakistan. They do that in Bangladesh. They call it zikr. My question to you, did you ever hear Abu Bakr or Umar or Osman or Ali stand up and make a dhikr like Allah, 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 hay Allah, Allah, hay Allah. What's that? If I show you the video in the YouTube, wallahi, you guys, you're going to be exactly, subhanAllah, you're going to lose your mind completely. Hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakil. Ask Allah to save all of us and to bless us in this place to bring the truth for you with evidence and the dalil, and to avoid all this fabrication and to avoid all this week, inshallah. The Islam is clear, clear. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallah wa hamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
So Sheikh, what I understand right now, so if people don't fast like every month, like 13, 14. Yeah. If they don't fast every month, they're not supposed to like make like a fast in this month, because they don't do regularly.
If you're doing it because you're saying it's the month of Shaban, then
the Prophet never complete the month of Shaban.